WTBA Mobile.
1-2 today. W2T Mobile on the way home.
I am on my way home as well from playing tennis.
I was working in the yard this morning, and then I ran up here to Inman so I could get me a nice plate of this barbecue pork and for lunch today.
I like barbecue pork. In fact, we went to my sister came down from Maggie Valley Thursday, and we went to Henry's Barbecue on way to Hampton and got some, got a pound and took it home. And we still have some in the fridge. So, I don't know, that might be lunch.
Steve knows where this place is over here, so you might need to run over here sometime over here to Inman and on upper on 176 going north out of Inman on Asheville Highway like you're going on up to Campbell and all that. Thin Q, the place is called the Thin Q Line. THINQUELINE. I know the owners personally, and they do a good deal on barbecue. And let's see, tonight their special are steaks tonight, grilled steaks for dinner tonight, and they'll have they'll also have prime rib too tonight.
I love meat, so you know, give me meat and lots of it. Well, I have to ask Steve about that. We're going on a ride one day next week. We haven't decided which day yet, so I'll ask him about it.
Open Tuesdays through Saturdays, and like I said, the couple that owns it, he was a former policeman, and with Duncan and everything, and hang on a second. Yeah, he's a former police officer, and she's a school teacher, and she's still a school teacher. But right now they're running the restaurant since most of their kids are kind of grown up where they don't need them to watch them at home or anything. So anyway, and they do a heck of a job of it. Steve will tell you he's eating there.
I'm sure anywhere around there where he lives. I tell you, we've worn all these places out over here on Wade Hampton in the, you know, the Taylor's area, and especially headed towards Greer, because we go to Greer First Baptist, so we hit Copper River and places like that. So anywho. So it's always good to find a new place to eat.
They've taken a place that used to be a bar or something, I'm not sure what it was, kind of, and they cleaned it up, remodeled a little bit, made a nice little restaurant. It's not a big place, and, you know, but they've been staying busy. Let's see, there was a couple police officers in there for eating lunch, and a couple showed up just before I left to eat lunch. And you know, you can actually go out and eat, sit on the porch outside under the covered area, and everything. So they got a, you know, it's not a big place. Probably, you know, if they weren't having tables so far apart, they could probably seat 20, 25 people inside and about 15 or 20 more out on the porch, you know. But, of course, they're following the rules about social distancing still and staying busy.
I'm glad that people can get out. I know that, you know, people getting cabin fever and all that. But, you know, I'm still going to be pretty cautious about that. I'm definitely not going inside a restaurant and eat. And in fact, My wife says I'm not going out of store. I don't know how much longer that's going to last, but I'm just going to, you know, do it anyway. So, what the heck. KB4CPA.
W2 team. Well, I get mine to go. I don't go in and eat any of the places. There are a couple of places that were doing only drive-through service who now, oh, so you can come inside and order and take your order out. They don't have any place for you to eat and all, but they released the place I was in yesterday. I found out they just allowed them to start doing inside eating again, and they've got a bunch of their tables off. It's a Zaxby's. They've got a bunch of their tables marked off, so you can't sit next to each other and all. There's a lot of room between and all that, too. So, you know, everybody's trying to do their part, and I'll just take my food and go home, and I can kick up my feet in the recliner and sit there and eat my lunch.
Choke my car down. Well, my wife, she's 7 years younger than me, and she, you know, I'm 65, so it would probably be worse on me than it would be on her. Neither one of us have any other health problems or any health problems, so, but it would probably be tougher on me than it would be on her. She just doesn't want me going out. But, I mean, you know, but we get the places we go to, they'll come out to the car and take your order and you pay and, you know, you can get out of your car. So it's pretty good. We just take the food home and eat it at the house. That's fine with me.
Both of you, because I'm like 8 years older than you are. So if you're 65, I'm 8 years older than you. So, and I'm in pretty darn good health. My doctor gave me a clean bill of health the other day. I was in for my 6 month checkup. In November they do my annual, and in May they do my 6 month checkup. End of April, 1st of May, they do my 6 month checkup. So, and everything. So that he keeps an eye on me. I get to go see my cancer doctor Monday, and hopefully that'll be my last checkup with them, except maybe once a year after this. I don't know. We'll see what happens. But anyway, that's kind of what's going on here. I'm 2-1 down 26, back down towards the QTH.
I am at the QTH. We've cleared everything out of our building, our storage building up in Traverse Rest. And so right now I'm having to back my car in to get out because it's, you know, it's a two-door. And until I get everything arranged on that side of the garage. So anyway, but I'll sign with you and enjoy that. I think you said you went and got some barbecue. So anyway, enjoy your meal there, and I will talk to you later. KB4CBA, or I'm sorry, W2T, KB4CBA.
KB4CBA, KN4VWA. You just wait your turn, Steve. Now I'll let you talk.
Domestic, I couldn't quite make it.
Had a real good double on that.
Go ahead, Steve.
David, think about Wednesday for what we talked about, Wednesday or Thursday on that little run, and we can just go north or west or whatever you want to do, because I just made the trip over to Strawberry Hill, so I don't need to go back over there. So give me a call later on when you get a chance, we'll talk about that.
Okay, I'll do that. Well, I'm back in the car in the garage, and I was just signing off with Rusty, and I'll let y'all chat, and I'm going to say 73s, KB4CPA.
KB4CBA, KN4VWA, clear. I'm heading into those. Y'all have fun. Carry on, Rusty.
Well, who am I going to carry on with if you're going to get out? See you later, David. But, Steve, I convinced him that you need to take him, the next time you all go bike riding, you need to take David up to the Thin Q line and get him some barbecue. Good place to go. They're doing prime rib tonight, along with steaks tonight. Double.